All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv Fluff Tube Edition. And I gotta tell you, it was hot. We did an incredible, incredible show for Nino's Corner.tv, and it was off. It was just way too hot for YouTube. We were trying to make it for YouTube, couldn't do it. But some credible information that I think can be of use on YouTube, and one of it being is it looks like Iran's going to enter the war. The consulate was hit. A lot of military officials are now dead. It was an Israeli strike. Not to mention, as we're approaching this eclipse, Josh brought it to our attention that NASA is going to be firing rockets into the eclipse. Now, with that being said, rockets being fired into the eclipse, why would anyone do that? What would be the purpose of that? Well, we went into a long discussion talking about our spiritual ascension and human evolution, and which they're trying to stop, basically. We went into so many different levels of this conversation. It was unbelievable. But Josh, go ahead and start off with the NASA firing rockets into the eclipse. This is absolutely insane.
This is so they're firing it into the ionosphere, and the objective of these three scientific rockets is to understand some effects in the ionosphere when the sun's rays are not hitting the ionosphere, when the moon, basically during a solar eclipse, because there's certain other effects that happen that don't happen at nighttime. So NASA is going to fire three rockets at the solar eclipse. The project is called APEP, which is kind of interesting
Can
because
you pull
APEP,
it up? Can you pull
yeah,
it
oh
up and
yeah.
show the article so
Yeah, I'll
people
show
don't
the
think we're
article.
making this up?
Yeah.
This is real. What would be the need? I mean, what are they? So they're trying to disturb the, what'd you say, the ionosphere?
Yeah, so basically what's happening is the Space Agency's project, Atmospheric Perturbations Around the Eclipse Path, will investigate how that drop in sunlight and temperature affects the Earth's upper atmosphere. Apep is named after a serpent deity from ancient Egypt mythology, the nemesis of the sun god Ra, which has massive symbology. We got into that a little bit on the other side of what this kind of means, but this is pretty crazy because, we have NASA, which NASA is serpent, right? Launching these three rockets into space, which is named after the serpent deity or Set or Apophis, which is the nemesis to light. And what are they really trying to do? I think that there's something else going on here because on the same day, Nino, CERN is firing back up and is going to try to create dark matter on the
On
same
the same
day.
day.
Yeah.
So all of this is happening on the solar eclipse. Now,
Yes.
touch on it just a little bit, what we went into on the back channel. Edgar Cayce, the sleeping prophet, many people are
Oh, yeah.
familiar with him or may not be. What was his what was the reasoning behind or his, I guess,
So
theory?
Edgar Cayce, the sleeping prophet, in one of his prophetic modes, he came out and talked about how souls are incarnated on this planet and how souls leave this planet. Basically, whatever the universal process is that God takes us away and brings us here, is there's an actual scientific process to us. And Edgar Cayce talked about this in the sense that during a lunar eclipse, the dead souls would leave the Earth. During the solar eclipse, new souls would come to the Earth. Now, what's interesting about the name of this project for NASA's three rockets, APEP, is this is known as the Lord of Chaos. Also, Apophis, he lived in the underworld. He was known as the Eater of Souls. Now, that symbology and understanding Edgar Cayce's work blows your mind a little bit. That what if there is some truth to what Edgar Cayce said? If there was, then what we have here is something deeper and darker than we could ever imagine. Now, do you guys remember Max Spires, the conspiracy theorist? He died many years ago, vomiting black liquid out of his mouth. It's said to be an uicide, right? Unlived himself. His theory was that they were capturing souls. that all of this dark satanic stuff was about.
But why? But CERN is also firing up on the same day.
Yeah, it is. And I think that that has, if we think about this, like, let's just assume, like, on a very conspiratorial level, CERN opens up the portal, NASA fires the rockets up there that catch it, that energy is put into the portal, captured them. I don't know. That's what I see when I look at that on a very generic level.
You know what else is going to be visible on that day, right?
What's
There's a
that?
co it's a comet, and it's
Devil's Comet.
right.
known as Devil's Comet. I
There's
think
another thing
someone.
actually as well. So there's a micronova that will be visible in the sky at a magnitude of 10. That's as bright as Jupiter. And the interesting thing is it only happens every 91 years. And so this micronova is being consumed by a black hole. And when it moves out of this area, there's a certain time period, about 2 to 3 days, that it becomes visible in the sky. And that is happening during the solar eclipse.
So regardless, this celestial event is going to be, it's one for the books. It's the ending of a cycle and the beginning of a new cycle. We can all
That's
agree on
it.
that. And there
100%.
it's really, if you really look at this, it's the battle of who's going to control this new cycle.
That dark and light.
So do you think that all the alleged theories, conspiracy theories that are coming out talking about maybe some kind of attack or maybe the grid goes down. Do you think that's likely, or do you think it's going to be another Y2K type of scenario?
I'll touch on that real quick. So these people, the dark cabal, they like to utilize symbology.
Be careful, Josh.
no,
We're on
no,
the
yeah. No, this is pretty easy. So on the autumn equinox, there is an event that happened astrologically. You had Eris, which is the goddess of chaos, entering into the north node of the moon, which is like the primary area of our minds and creativity and all this stuff. So chaos is entering the soul, the mind in astrological. So we predicted that something would happen between the September 22nd to October 16th. We all know what happened on October 7th, 2023. So we were right. They utilized that whole time period. And that actually happened during the lunar eclipse, on the day of the lunar eclipse. Then there was U.S. retaliation against the there was a, or an Iranian retaliation. No, it was U.S. retaliation against the firing of the missiles at the U.S. ships and stuff like that. And the U.S. said they were going to respond when they were hitting the consulate in Iraq. And I said that it's going to happen between 4 to 6 p.m. on Friday, and it happened at 6 p.m. on Friday. The reason I knew that is because that was the cycle of the full moon and the full moon rising, right? So these people use astrology. So my prediction is that between April 6th to April 16th, we're going to see something global. It's not going to be a black swan. It's going to be something, but it's going to be symbolic because that's how they operate.
Well, speaking
Okay,
of
so go ahead,
symbolism,
Alpha.
so we've seen the path of this eclipse that's coming on April the 8th, and then they've
Aleph.
referenced the one from 2017, and it makes this X over the United States, right? You guys seen the United States Space Command patch? It has the same X that
Oh,
they're showing.
really?
Here, let me share the screen. I'll
Bring
bring
it up, yeah.
it.
So this is the path of the solar eclipse.
Well, it's the two paths, the one from 2017 and then the current one. So
Which are 7 years apart. Now, if you go to Revelations, right, tribulations last for how many years?
oh wow, there it is with the X right where the eclipse is gonna exactly.
So there's the 2017 one, the upcoming one, and then I'll go back.
I don't think people realize how big of an event this actually is astrologically. This
I mean, there's so
is
much
massive.
propaganda surrounding it. It has to be. And the fact that CERN is firing up and they're shooting rockets into it, a comet's going to hit the sun. This is crazy. And obviously, they're battling for this almost like this. They're battling to who has the rights to own this event.
Well, that's it. Because think about this as New Year's Eve galactically. I mean, that's what this is. This is the ushering in of the 2170 year cycle, but not only the 2170 year cycle, the 26,000 year cycle, and then the 1.3 million year cycle. I mean, this is cycle after cycle resetting all at the same time.
Closing and resetting.
It's
Closing and
closing
resetting.
and resetting.
Now
So is
let's talk. let's talk about something real quick. We talked about all of this on ninoscorner.tv. And folks, if you're not there, you're missing out. It's about an hour and a half of really digging deep into this. Let's talk about Iran. It looks like Iran is about to throw their hat in the ring. They just got hit. Their consulate got hit. Many military officials got taken out. What's your thoughts on that, Alpha?
There's absolutely going to be a retaliation from this. I'm no Iran sympathizer, but I also know that, who's behind the wheel when you look at the IRGC, if I said that correctly. So I have no doubt there's going to be a retaliation. Now my curiosity is looking into the symbolism in these days and times that Josh has been talking about, because that's probably going to isolate, when this is going to happen. So
it's going to be like the kickoff, like the kickoff to a game.
That's
this
right.
Solar eclipse is like the kickoff. It's going to be like
when it all starts, baby.
Right. It doesn't even necessarily have to be that day, but like that day on, it goes. It's go time.
So it's the control of the narrative, Pete. And what I mean by the narrative is the minds of humanity.
Well, we create this. Well, the place that was destroyed too in Iran, wasn't it Damascus? Like, isn't it located in Damascus?
It was in Damascus, Syria. Mohammad Reza Zahidi, which is a high ranking leader of the Iranian National Guard Corps, was killed. So this is like Soleimani's counterpart that was just killed by Israel. Now I don't want to get too much into that conversation because this is going on another channel, but
this guy that's here, just, correct?
Yep. That's him right there. So let's just understand this from the context is we have to look, the future proves the past, right? Last week, we had an attack in Russia that was blamed on ISIS. ISIS came up, took control.
Blame for it, right.
Blame for
That's
it.
That's the narrative.
Immediately after, Turkey goes out and arrests 40 ISIS. The connections are made between the Russian ISIS members and the Turkish ISIS sect. Now, one of the guys there, Soleimani Bousani, just happened to be directly connected to the CI Alpha, right?
Yeah.
So this is Russia's connection saying, dude, this is Ukraine and the US who did this. This is BS. What's going on? Immediately after that, Russia moved massive amounts of military assets to the Red Sea amid the Houthi attacks, because the Houthi attacks are hitting Russian tankers out there. So they're moving into the Red Sea now, okay? But the intelligence basically said that most likely Israel is going to escalate this war beyond Gaza, beyond Yemen, and now they absolutely have. Now, you got to remember what's also going on with Israel. I don't think for one moment that what just happened in the United States with the Key Bridge collapsing had anything to do with an accident, and don't think that it did. For everybody out there,
right? But I'm thinking, Josh, is they're on warp speed now because stuff like this is coming out right here. This stuff, the whole thing with the 2020, all of this is coming out. So massive distractions are happening, and they're moving faster. They're like in warp speed to get the scorched earth going. New York Times finally confirms Hunter Biden's laptop after dismissing it amid. All of this is coming out at the same time. And I think now is the time for distractions and smoke and mirrors, such as P. Diddy. Let's jump into that real quick. Now, folks, like I said, everything you want to hear is on ninoscorner.tv. I know you get sick of hearing it, but we went all in for an hour and a half on there.
Real quick, before you go to P. Diddy, let me just say one last thing on the Iran thing, because I just find it interesting, because Josh gets my brain going on symbolism, is if for Damascus, and this was the reason I wanted to make sure this was a place where it got hit. The significance is two significant things in the Bible is A, that's where Paul the Apostle meets Jesus face to face for the first time and has his conversion to Christianity. So there's one. The second thing is in the Bible, Revelations is mentioned as when Revelations kicks off, it's going to be because Damascus is ruined to just, it calls it a heap. The town's turned to a heap. So, you see these things unfolding, and then, the conversation you guys are having right now, I mean, it's biblical.
Or it's being made to look biblical.
Or it's being made, manipulated to look biblical. Yes,
and either way, it's the same thing. And that's the key to understand, is that these people are very methodical and strategic. And what we're seeing right now is we're seeing, when do you expend ammunition? Things are coming out about them. It's all being exposed. What are they doing? They're controlling the narrative. This is why we have the Hollywood Black Mafia that is being exposed with P. Diddy and all this stuff and Oprah. You notice how it's not the other side of the house? You notice how it's
And as that's
the
being
big no side of the house?
right, this is all coming out. This is what we should be paying attention to. I got this guy up. I got this off his tweet, Steve. Steve loves ammo. And if you could just see a list of things that are not in the media cycle anymore. And we discussed this back on EnosCorner.tv. We talked about a lot of this, and it's just all covered up now. What are we paying attention to? The Black Mafia. We're paying attention to P. Diddy. We're paying attention to the bridge collapse. They're not even talking about this consulate being hit with and now Iran potentially entering the war, not to mention Russia entering with ships, battleships, correct, Josh, into
Yeah,
the
the Red Sea. So Russian
Red
warships
Sea.
have entered the Red Sea. They left the Black Sea. So they were getting hit really hard in Ukraine. So they all left those ports and now they're heading to the Red Sea into the Middle Eastern theater.
And are those three Pentagon ships still stuck in the Baltimore one? Or have they gone out? Do we know?
Yes, they are. And so this is actually really critical that you mentioned that. Those are refueling tenders and resupply tenders. And we only have like five of them, and three of them are stuck.
So
Just keep
much
that in
coming out right now.
context.
There's so much hitting right now, and we're distracted with all this Hollywood entertainment, P. Diddy, Jay-Z, Oprah stuff that really we should be paying attention to other places. And you know what? And I never thought I'd say this. I thought the big distraction was the eclipse. It still very well could be, but it matters to them. The eclipse really does matter to them. It's about controlling the next cycle. So truth really is stranger than fiction in this.
It really is. It absolutely is, Nino. And people, we're in the Great Awakening. And more people are waking up every day and coming to the realization that this world isn't necessarily what we all believed it and thought it to be.
Well, let's touch on the other conspiracy that's really boiling over right now, and that's Kate Middleton. I'll be very vague on this, Josh. You have a lot of information on this that we discussed on the back channel, but what could we tell the YouTube audience? It's not what it looks like at all. It's nothing like it looks like at all. We're getting the same intel, by the way.
It is nothing like it looks like. So, there was a photo that came out that was shown to be AI photoshopped. All the mainstream media had to retract it. It was, I think it was like the Good Friday photo or whatever it was, or one of these photos with their children, and it was photoshopped. So they had to pull it. And then the question came about, where is Kate? Her family's lawyer actually came out and said, we haven't heard from her. Where is she? And that's when a friend of mine in the UK reached out, who's someone who investigates this stuff very thoroughly, and said, Josh, go look at Thomas Kingston. For anybody out there, you can watch it on Nino's Corner. We go in depth on that part of it, of what happened to Thomas Kingston. But apparently, if you can put it together, is if anybody knows the history of Diana and what happened with Diana and Charles and why Harry has red hair, apparently the same thing happened with Kate. And they tried to do the same thing to Kate, or did the same thing to Kate as they did to Diana.
There's so much. There's just so much here. Alpha, do you have anything to weigh in on that you want to weigh in on this? I mean, it's no, I mean, it's just so much. I mean,
So
we discussed so much of it earlier, but there's so much happening right now, and it's like whack-a-mole. It's whack-a-mole. Cover this up, cover that up, put your finger in that hole, put your finger in that hole. Now this hole, now that hole. Like there's just the dam is breaking, but what I think they're doing now, what I'm seeing what they're doing now, instead of censoring and blasting and bombing people off platforms, they're inundating us with all these other stories and trying to steal the news cycle with P. Diddy, Jay-Z, so solar eclipses, bridge blowing up. I mean, it's like inundation. Do you guys agree with me on this?
They're
With from
giving you what
taking
you
away,
want.
right, taking away from the real stuff.
I would imagine that the vast majority of the audience, if they're watching this, they've made it to the tier where, hey, I'm going to listen to some fringe content, right? And that being the case is, I mean, it's historically, just look at the crown and look at the crown's power over the United States, and you'll understand why the panic to cover all these things up. You'll understand the correlations of things that are happening here to the things that are happening back there. And and stop listening to these people. If you see certain traditional things happening with the royal family, and there's an explanation and there's historic precedence of why that happens, and a debunker comes out and tells you, well, no, not this time, it's because of this. But bull, like, you got to pay attention to that stuff, because it's out in public if you're watching it.
Well, and that's the right thing that you just said there, Nino, and Alpha, is that they don't care anymore. They're letting the floodgates open because there's something else going on. What is the magician's trick? Watch the left hand. We're going to give you everything that you want. All the conspiracies you've been talking about are true. Here they are on a silver platter, because over here is where the damage is being done.
And there's a lot of conspiracy surrounding King Charles. I've had people on talking about he's the Antichrist. I've had other people on saying, no, it's William. It doesn't look like it's going to be King Charles unless he miraculously survives this. But I've always thought the Antichrist and the alien part would be played at the same time. What's your guys' thoughts on that? Do you think, first of all, do you think it's going to be William or King Charles if there is an Antichrist, even if there is? Or do you think it's going to be someone completely different? It doesn't seem like it's going to be Charles to me, because he's going to be gone in 2 years. So what's your all's thoughts on that? And I know we went into this on the back channel, but just what can you give with a broad stroke to my audience?
Yeah, the back of the book version I'll give on this one. And I would definitely recommend going to Nino's Corner to watch this one, because it gets spicy. I'm open to the possibility, that it could be William or that it can be King Charles. However, I'm more inclined to think that the Antichrist is either going to come out of the Middle East, or it's going to be tied into what I'll hand it over to Josh and what he's going to explain.
I think William's actually going to abdicate the throne, just an FYI for everybody. I don't think that William will take the throne, because I think what we just saw happen, which people don't know what happened yet. But
right, but it's still covered up. I mean, that's why they're doing that. That's why they're feverishly covering it up.
From what I got is Harry and William are controlled to a certain degree, but they're very, very vengeful upon what happened to Diana. Just keep that in mind. And from what I heard is that it
makes sense to me. Yeah.
That William will abdicate the throne or do something to the throne, which will be maybe the antithesis to them, to their authority. I don't know. In the sense of the Antichrist aspect of it, we talked about this on Nino's Corner, people. It's really good. But it goes into two letters. One's an A, the other's an I. Yeah. And it goes into this aspect really being the creation of what that is and the reasons why I believe it is that. But if you also go to King Charles, he has certain various different sustainable development foundations that he's created. One of them is called Terra Carta. And the funding that they are bringing out for the Terra Carta Foundation, it was actually one of the events of when, remember when the Pope met on the mountain with the Imams and the other religious leaders of the world, and they're discussing the one world religion with the UN?
Right.
That was a Terra Carta event. So you do get this aspect of them trying to develop this kind of new created paganism, this neo-paganism of this one world religion that they're trying to meld back in. This is why you see current religions move deviating or staying stern and starting to look very extreme. It's because some don't want to go, some do want to go, but I believe that that whole aspect is the underlining A and I aspect that is going into this.
So we can all agree basically that the kickoff to the game, this event, this celestial event that's coming, for whatever reason, is very, very important. Whether a lot of, you know, how many solar eclipses have I seen in my life? I don't know, a dozen. I don't know. A lunar eclipse. But this one, for some reason, all the attention is on this. And we all are in agreement here. There's a consensus here that this is going to be an event or kickoff to events to come. This is it.
That's right. And if you're in North America during the eclipse, I don't care where you are in North America, you're going to get a partial eclipse. Go outside. Watch it. Don't get those stupid glasses, okay? Go outside. If you have to squint to watch it, watch it. But take your shoes off, take your socks off, and make sure your feet are in the ground. That's the advice I can give you.
And this is what I'll say for those that are worried about, like, you know, because I want to see it, but also go to a 99-cent store, buy one of those mirrors that you put in the shower to shave, and just watch it through the mirror, but be outside and watch it. I'm going to watch it with my eyes. Like, I'm not using a
I'm
mirror,
watching with my
but
eyes.
if you're that afraid to watch it, at a minimum, do that. Because when has our government ever said or done anything to protect us? They don't. They hate
And
us.
I'm gonna even go a step further. For those of you wearing face diapers, please go buy a pair of binoculars and look at the sun and watch the eclipse with a pair of binoculars.
You might be cured.
That's what you need to do, okay? Go get some binoculars and watch it.
I'm just saying, I'm to the point where if the government says, hey, don't do this, it's bad for you, hell yeah, I'm
I'm
doing it.
doing it. I'm
Hell
doing
yeah,
it.
I'm doing
I'm
it.
doing it.
Because
Get yourself some binoculars. Oh my gosh.
because I'm
All right,
trying
guys.
to, I'm
This
going to
was
go
good.
out
So
there.
I just so we're all in consensus on this. We all believe this is coming and it's gonna be who controls the next cycle, correct, Josh? Am I saying it right, Josh?
Yes. So we are entering, think about it as a new universal year for Earth. Like it's like the Mayan calendar reset the zero on multiple different functions of cycles. That's where we are at now. That's what is happening right now. There's various different events that have led up to this. We talked about this, me and you, Nino, on our last show that we did together, of the Egyptian festivals that happened, of the grand conjunction, of all these things leading up to this. This is the big daddy. This is the birth of the new year on the galactic terms. And
Wow.
we are starting to ascend back up that galactic center, and we're beginning to consciously evolve once again. And so that means if you want to look at that in prophecy or into scripture, we're coming out of that 1,000 years of darkness.
All right. You heard it, folks. It's going to be a big event, whether you like it or not. So here we go. It's the kickoff to the big game. Alpha, thank you. Where can people find you?
Make it easy. Just go to Rumble, search out the Alpha Warrior Show. You'll find me there.
Josh.
Redpills.tv, REDPILLS.tv.
Got it. Guys, thanks for joining me, man. Let's do this again as we approach what? It's in 8 days. April 8th is the eclipse,
It's
correct?
this weekend. Or is it this weekend or next
Jeez.
weekend?
Gosh.
You should schedule a show right after the eclipse is done.
It's 1 week from today.
Yeah. And so the main things to look forward to is Iran, what, entering the war. The laptop that everyone's admitting now, the Hunter Biden laptop was the real deal. 2020, going back and looking at 2020. I mean, all this stuff's coming out. Both sides are going in, folks. This war is escalating. We're coming to the pimple's going to pop. And I think this eclipse is going to be the kickoff to the big game. You all agree?
That's it.
Boom. All right. All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.